It's Thursday, July 16th, 2020. I'm Tom Maloney with a Lakeshore Public Radio Midday News Update. Stay tuned for the latest on an explosion at ArcelorMittal, layoffs at Blue Chip Casino, and we'll have the latest on your weekend forecast. An explosion at ArcelorMittal's plant in Burns Harbor occurred early this morning. The Times reports that Burns Harbor Fire Chief William Arney says there were no injuries and everyone has been accounted for. Arney stated that the Burns Harbor Fire and EMS and Porter County Fire Departments were called in to assist ArcelorMittal Burns Harbor's internal fire department with fire suppression at the steel mill on Lake Michigan. We'll have more news updates on this story later this afternoon on All Things Considered. According to sources, Blue Chip Casino is expected to lay off several employees today. Severance letters are expected to go out to staffers of the casino owned by Boyd Gaming. We'll have more updates as this story breaks. Residents of LaPorte County will be required to wear a face mask beginning Friday night at midnight, according to the Times. The LaPorte County Commissioners voted 2-1 on Wednesday to require residents to wear a face mask in public settings. The masks, according to the LaPorte County office, can be made of cloth fabric and must cover the nose, mouth, and chin area. Masks must be worn in LaPorte County and in all indoor public spaces as well as outdoor public spaces where social distancing cannot occur. Restaurant and bar patrons are exempt from wearing a mask while dining. Indiana will extend its current capacity limits for restaurants and bars and other restrictions for at least another 2 weeks because of an increasing number of coronavirus cases across the state. Governor Eric Holcomb first delayed lifting those limits 2 weeks ago, but he said Wednesday that a continuing volatile environment in Indiana and other states prompted him to keep them in place for at least 2 more weeks. Holcomb's decision means Indiana restaurants will continue to be allowed to be at 75% capacity in their dining rooms, while bars, nightclubs, bowling alleys, museums, and movie theaters can be open at half capacity. Governor Holcomb calls this stage 4.5. An Indiana State Police spokesman says the agency is reviewing allegations that a white Capitol police officer reached for his handgun while confronting a black state senator inside the state house over the weekend. The incident happened Saturday after Democratic Senator Eddie Melton of Gary and another senator led a few dozen people taking part in an Indiana Racial Justice Alliance rally inside the state house when a thunderstorm arrived. A white senator said two Capitol police officers were too aggressive from the start, even though they may not have recognized the legislators since they were in casual clothes. The United States has carried out its second federal execution in 3 days, killing by lethal injection a Kansas man whose lawyers contend he had dementia. Wesley Ira Perkew was put to death Thursday at a prison in Terre Haute for kidnapping and killing a girl in Missouri. He expressed remorse before his execution, saying he regretted the pain and suffering he caused. The victim's father said he hoped Perkey, quote, rots in hell, end quote. The Supreme Court cleared the way for Perkey's execution to take place just hours before. The Trump administration had pressed for a resumption of federal executions after a 17-year hiatus, and another man, Daniel Lewis Lee, was put to death on Tuesday. In sports, the Northwest Indiana Oilmen host the DuPage County Hounds at 7:10 at Oilmen Stadium tonight. In the NHL, the Chicago Blackhawks announced officially that they have signed 2017 second-round draft pick Ian Mitchell to a 3-year deal. Mitchell played for the University of Denver. The Hawks also signed Swiss forward Pius Suter on a 1-year deal and Wisconsin defenseman Wyatt Kalinuk to a 2-year deal. Looking at your midday lotto picks, your daily 3, 0, 6, 1, and your Super Bowl is 7. Your daily 4, 9, 4, 2, 0, and your Super Bowl is also 7. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast, tonight mostly clear skies, a low near 65. Friday, sunny, a high near 88. Friday night, partly cloudy skies, a low near 69. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 92. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy, a low near 74. And Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies, and a high near 92. For Lakeshore Public Radio and this midday news update, I'm Tom Maloney.